Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Thursday, the 17th of November. Sun is in Scorpio, ruled by Pluto. Planets are saying
ahead is still better.
And the only choice. Planet.
Mercury communication now into Sagittarius, forthright, blunt, flirtatious.
Oh, blunt, okay.
If you opt for the controversial or politically incorrect at this juncture, any number of individuals will barely be able to contain their delight at the prospect of jumping all over you, conveniently disremembering that as recently as yesterday, they apparently shared your not necessarily for public consumption opinion. And these planets, at least for another 48 hours, aren't going to make it particularly easy for you to question their shift in policy. So strategize bearing this in mind. Plus, examine whether people seem to prefer being part of the problem or the solution. Why? Even if an arrangement isn't looking like a piece of cake right now, there's no reason to believe it will ever be thus, and that with a judicious investment of energy and ingenuity, couldn't become a product of which you could be quite proud. Last but not least, give others the courtesy of a fair hearing, especially if they are doing somersaults, tugging on your sleeve, swallowing swords, or juggling flaming poodles or similar in an effort to get your attention. They may be the bearers of some useful information that could really make a difference if it was factored into your strategy du jour.
Okay, signs particularly affected by Mercury into Sagittarius.
Scorpio, Sagittarius, Gemini, Virgo.
And if one's birthday, 17th of November.
You can make major inroads with personal projects and affairs, provided you stay away from debates and discussions regarding the difference between can't and won't. Your views may not be at one with those of your colleagues, and you are more likely to consider an arrangement doable than they, perhaps causing you to view their reticence as intentional obstruction instead of merely profound lack of imagination.
Okay, tomorrow. Daily Planets.